Hi, thanks. Yes, it's my first time here. I mean, not to the neighborhood. I live a couple blocks away, but to this restaurant. I've never been in here before. Because I'm a vegan. Yes, I know this is a steakhouse, and yes, there are a lot of other restaurants nearby, but it's complicated, okay? Besides, I'm sure you got something I can eat, like a nice salad. Let me check the menu. Caesar salad? Nope. Anchovies. The Greek salad has cheese. The Cobb? Ham and eggs. What is a chicken fried garden salad? And never mind. Maybe some sides. Mushrooms with bacon, potatoes with bacon, green beans with bacon, bacon wrapped, bacon topped with bacon. Do you have anything with bacon? Seriously, this menu is practically dripping with testosterone. Why don't you just bring me a glass of water to start? And I'll take a closer look. Thanks. Wow. It's so hot. Nice smile, nice ass, great forearms. Be careful, girl, careful. That's how you always get into trouble. He is not on the menu. Let's see, how about their pastas? Spaghetti with meatballs, lasagna bolognese, linguine di mare, pesto pork pappardelle. Does every dish come with a side of defibrillator? I what no, I didn't make a joke about defibrillator. I was just gonna ask you if you served David Grill of Gator. Yeah, it's all the rage in New Orleans. Really, you can look it up. Thanks for the water. Glad it comes in a glass, not a hollowed-out thigh bone. Ready to order. Oh, not without compromising my principles. No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, seriously. Love restaurants. I do. The whole ritual, being escorted to the table, accepting the menus, ordering drinks, asking about the specials. Bread. You want to bring me bread? Was it made with butter? It's cheesy bread. So, yeah. No, yeah. I know about the vegan kitchen across the street. It's great. Their Asian cucumber salad is to die for. It's got that tang and crunch. But yeah, I can't go there. I kind of had a fling with the owner. I didn't know he was married. Seriously, I thought she was his, but come on. She wears a hairnet on her chin. The soup shop? Yeah, I've been there too. Great coconut zucchini bisque. It's better than sex. I mean, but, well, okay. It is better than sex. At least better than sex with their soup chef. Let's just say he was all coconuts and no zucchini. The ramen joint. I love their spicy nipples. I mean, noodles. Noodles. They're spicy noodles. It just never occurred to me that her boyfriend wouldn't be into a three-way. The Artisan Baker. I'm pro glutes, but non-gluten. Farm to table co-op. Good okra doesn't make bad oral. The Corner Deli. I shouldn't have made a joke about tongue on the menu. But the cafe was not my fault. When I said hot and black, I meant the organically sourced coffee and not the barista. I mean, yeah, it was kind of hot. look, I don't want you to get the idea that I am easy. Wait, scratch that. I am incredibly easy. It's just that food turns me on, okay? The smells, the tastes, the textures. I'll take paprika over perfume, and cumin gets me coming. How could I not love the people who prepare it and serve it to me, too? I mean, it's like loving the pie and hating the a la mode. I mean, come on. Look at you with your killer smile, your tight black pants, and that cute little apron. Fuck if you had a break coming up. Yes, I'm absolutely following you. Where? Not to the kitchen. It's too busy. I'm into intimate settings for two, not an all-you-can-grab buffet. In here? It smells absolutely amazing. Spice and sugar. Oh, and hot apples. The dessert kitchen. The cook's here on break two. Oh, what the fuck are we waiting for? Got that apron off. What? You're serving me? Oh, yes, please. Let me get out of this skirt. Wait. Hold on, hang on. Yes, yes, let me pull. Oh, these tights. Oh, yes. On your knees. Fuck. Your hands on my ass. Your face. Oof. Your tongue. Yes, yes. Right there. Oh, that's my sweet spot. Or is it salty? Who the fuck cares? Yes, please. Serve me up like I'm sashimi. I know my legs are shaking. Shake it like a salt shaker. Can you feel how warm I got? It's sensitive right there. Sorry, that was amazing. Oh, did you ever earn your tip? And I just want to point out the irony of you eating my bush in the middle of a steak restaurant. I wonder if that makes you an honorary vegan. Sorry, I'm all giggly. Yes. Vegans do taste better. It must be all the pineapple. Now, how much time is left on your break? Because I want to return the favor. Take off those pants. But, leave the apron on. That's it. Maybe it's the ambiance, but I've got a hankering for a big, juicy piece of